Laurel Osmond.
Yes, hello.
Correct. Thank you for coming in. And Angela Damiani.
Yes, hello.
Thank you for coming. Hello, how are you? Angela, you are with Art Milwaukee.
Yes.
And Laurel, you're with Mike.
Yes. Yep, I'm with Mike and the Greater Milwaukee Committee.
Right. I'm with Mike. I always think of those old commercials. I like Mike. Or like
with Michael Jordan.
Michael
yeah.
Jordan, yeah. But it's not. Mike is what?
It stands for Innovation in Milwaukee.
Innovation in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. NKE yeah. with a little I.
I.
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee. Oh, okay, I get
clever,
it. Yeah, very good. And Mike is a subsidiary or an offshoot or a branch or a committee of...
Initiative.
Initiative.
Yeah, yeah. It's an economic development initiative of the Greater Milwaukee Committee.
Of the Greater Milwaukee mm-hmm. Committee, which is Julia Taylor.
Yes.
Right. Okay, good. I mean, it's more than her, but I think I know her. And you guys are doing partnering, Art Milwaukee and Mike, and how many other people?
We have 49 organizations total working on Milwaukee Innovation Week.
Milwaukee Innovation Week, which takes place from the 6th to the 11th of June. Mm-hmm. In the Grand Avenue Mall? All of it? No.
Part of it. We're going to be throughout the city.
All throughout the city? Mm-hmm. Great.
To showcase the local universities, as well as the corporations that have an innovative edge,
right.
as well as the groundswell of tech startups and entrepreneurs that are here. So it's a really interesting week, not only because it's the first of its kind, but also because we're able to bring all of these different constituents to the same table to really showcase how the MIKE initiative works.
Right.
How it brings all of these different players together in the region to be an economic driver for the region.
Right, good. And what universities? UWM?
UWM and Marquette.
MIAD has been involved. Right. MATC has been very involved.
Right. So this is Wednesday the 6th through Monday the 11th.
Yep.
And what are the... We can't talk about every event that you're doing because that's a lot of them. But, and there's something every day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, every
right.
day.
Every day and every night,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the idea of innovation is ideas. And that's what this is for, is people, entrepreneurs, people with ideas, people with... What does President Obama talk about? You know, he uses the word innovation mm-hmm. a lot, too. Mm-hmm. We need to bring a lot of innovation, a lot of ideas, a lot of productive ideas to the table. So what are some of the events that you're going to have that are going to showcase local people and their ideas?
So a lot of what we're doing relates to ideas, but we're hoping it goes beyond that. So there are things that are actually being implemented and being successful. So our big headliner event for the week is called Common Pitch.
Common Pitch, okay.
And it's through a partnership with a global company called Common, where they hold these pitch events. They've had a number of them here in the U.S. and actually a couple overseas. And the concept is they select 8 of the best ideas around social innovation.
Okay.
So the concept for our common pitch is American innovation, so ideas that are going to revolutionize American industry.
Okay.
So although it's America-focused, the 8 companies that are coming out to pitch are from all over the country, and actually we have one coming from Chile.
Yeah.
From where?
From Chile.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Coming up here to pitch at your common pitch. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, so it really is drawing a global audience to participate here in Milwaukee.
Right, good. Is there a focus on Milwaukee in any way? I mean, they used to call Milwaukee the city that bends steel because we used to make lots of... I mean, it was a great manufacturing city. It's not so much anymore because a lot of that's gone overseas. But is there any kind of a focus on Milwaukee innovation, or is it the focus really global?
Well, during the Common Pitch, we actually have 2 local startups that will be showcasing their ideas for revolutionizing American industries. But the week itself is hoping to showcase what's happening here in Milwaukee because, as you said, we were a global hub for manufacturing at one point, and that
right.
was innovative for its time. And so throughout the different programs during the week, we're hoping to showcase how that's still true. It isn't a new storyline, despite what people might think for the city of Milwaukee. We've always been a place or a hub of innovation.
Right.
And we're hoping that the week highlights that, and as Laurel said, continuing on that storyline, that this is a place that people can come from all over the globe to find new, fresh ideas,
right.
new talent.
So you're trying to attract people in as well as sort of sponsor local people that are doing it. Give me an idea of one of these people who is going to be at the Common Pitch.
Well, the one that's from Chile is a okay. company called Couplewise, and it's a really interesting mobile and web application that is hoping to revolutionize marriage counseling and the marriage therapy industry. He believes that he has a tool set that can be readily used by couples that have, you know, ailments in their relationship. So
ailments in the relationship. I like the whole idea of an ailment.
Exactly. But we have some more traditional tech startups being represented as well. That's one that I like the most because I'm interested to see how he plans to revolutionize that industry.
Yeah.
And they'll have 4 minutes to get up on stage and give the best presentation they can. And the winner will be chosen by a panel of celebrity-esque judges.
All right.
And they have stand to win about $20,000 in cash and prizes.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Great. So it is. So there's a panel of judges. It's not audience voting.
There's actually the second prize is the popular vote. It'll okay. be a text audience to win favorite. Of the audience favorite.
In 4 minutes, and they just pitch it as though they were pitching it to people who would put up money for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, as though they were investors.
Yeah. Right.
Investors and customers.
Mm-hmm. Why their idea is
right.
the best.
Right. And will they use multimedia pitches? Or
mm-hmm. Some of them have videos. Depends on what their actual
concept is. Right. Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, that sounds like fun.
It's going to be great, actually. Beyond the tech focus, Art Milwaukee has come on board to supply local artists, and so there'll be several different local artists creating live and some interactivity for the guests. And we have actually a local music startup called Shindig that has crowdsourced the acts that'll take the stage for the after party. In these last couple weeks, they had a competition where the public has decided who will take the stage.
Oh, yeah.
And so there'll be music, Milwaukee music as well.
And that's at Turner Hall. And that's, that event is on Thursday.
Thursday, June 7th.
June 7th, mm-hmm. right. In the evening. And then there's an after party right there at Turner mm-hmm. Hall. So the common pitch. Now, you also have something called Cole's Idea Challenge,
mm-hmm.
which takes place on Saturday in the morning. Actually, all day long, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that. What's that?
So the Cole's Idea Challenge is actually an idea that they have been working with the Mike Initiative on for quite a while,
right.
Where their executive group is actually interested in doing more of some open innovation and open crowdsourcing for new innovative retail ideas.
Okay.
So starting at 9 o'clock, we have teams of individuals and groups coming in to register, and at 10 o'clock a group of Kohl's executives are going to pitch a challenge to the audience. So nobody knows the challenge in advance other than it's around retail experience innovation.
Okay.
So they'll pitch the challenge. The teams will then have until 5 o'clock that evening to work out a solution and then pitch it in front of those executives.
Great. And this is still open. People can still sign up for this, sign the team up for this?
Yep. We're encouraging advanced registration, but we'll take walk-ups as well.
Right. So if people are just there and they want to participate, that's cool.
And it's free to register as well.
Really? And how do you go about registering?
There's a link on the website if you go to innovationinmilwaukee.com.
Innovationmilwaukee.com.
In Milwaukee, yeah.
In innovationinmilwaukee.com. Mm-hmm. And what's the link say?
The link allows
Cole's
you to
idea challenge.
Okay. Yep. See it. It's clearly marked.
Right. And we're looking for, you know, not just designers and developers, but really anybody who has good new ideas, marketers, business students.
Right.
Really a broad audience of people to participate, because really the best teams are when you have a variety of skill sets.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Sure. You want a lot of different people coming from different venues is the wrong word, but. Now, where's that to happen? Is that at Turner Hall also? No.
No, that'll be here at Open Mic in the Grand Avenue Mall.
Okay. And Open Mic is a storefront in the Grand Avenue Mall?
Yeah, it's a former Express store that we've turned into a co-working and collaborative space.
Okay.
So it's about 7,000 square feet of open workspace, tables, chairs, things like that, where people can work together as, you know, their daily office or hold events, things like that.
Great. And Open Mic is where in the Grand Avenue Mall?
It's in the Plankinton Building second floor above TJ Maxx.
Okay, which is between Plankinton Building is the one between 2nd Avenue and Plankinton.
Yes.
Right. And Art Milwaukee, is Art Milwaukee located right in the Grand
Avenue? Yeah, we're in the lower level. If you take the rotunda stairs downstairs, you can't miss us.
So all those, are those sculptures and things, and are those all Art Milwaukee? Some of the stuff that I see, it changes all the time.
It changes.
It's a great space, though.
Yeah, we use it as an event space. It's obviously our offices as well. But
right.
The gallery, we have about 1,000 square feet of gallery that's converted into whatever it needs to be for the artist that wants to show.
Okay, great. Innovation Week. Is that what it's called? Milwaukee Innovation Week.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can come down and listen and watch, and people can still sign up for the Kohl's Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to be interesting. A lot of good ideas floating around.
It's going to be great. Yeah,
yeah.
I recommend going to a variety of the different events
right.
because each of them will showcase a different part of Milwaukee's innovation.
So June 6th to June 11th, and is there a charge?
Some of our events are ticketed, but the majority of the events are actually being put on free thanks to a number of our sponsors.
So you just walk right in and step right up and maybe let your hair hang down.
Thank
That's
you.
A song.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.